Hi, what's your name and why are you out here tonight?
My name is Elohe. We are here because we are holding an event tomorrow, a demonstration in Mount Precinct. And this is to protest against human rights violations in Iran for a democratic change in our country.
Uh-huh. And I see you have signs that say in French, En défense de Mariam Rajavi?
Rajavi, yes. Mm-hmm. Mariam Rajavi is the leader of the Iranian resistance movement. And she's a Muslim woman who's representing a democratic and tolerant version of Islam. Mm-hmm. And she's strongly against fundamentalism. Because as you know, we have a fundamentalist regime in Iran. And one of the most basic characteristics of fundamentalist regime is its misogyny.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to her? I would assume that when it says en défense, it means in defense of, like, has she been arrested or?
Because, you know, she resides in France, and the headquarters of the Iranian resistance is in France.
Oh.
So 2 years ago, there was a police raid by the French police to her residential area. And the houses of many Iranian refugees who have been living in France for many years. And over 160 Iranian refugees were arrested, including Mariam Rajavi, by the French police. And there was a lot of concern by the Iranian community across the world, and also the French people who protested against that, you know, police raid. And she was released after 2 weeks because of the international protest and too many letters which was sent to Jacques Chirac about this. So
wow.
that is related to that. And the reason for this stupid raid by the French police was a sort of dirty deal between the French government and the Iranian regime.
Mm-hmm.
Because of trade interests.
Uh-huh.
In Iran.
That's what I was going to ask. Are they usually allies?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. I mean, the French government is now collaborating closely with the Iranian government and even the intelligence ministry of the Iranian government to act against the Iranian democratic opposition.
Mm-hmm. Is that man with you? He just took a bag.
Yes,
over here.
Yes.
Oh, good. He just walked up, didn't say anything, and walked away. Uh-huh. So, why... Well, like, some people might think that the case of Mariam is not so connected to what's happening tonight, but could you talk a little bit about why you chose this demonstration to come to?
Well, because we are here to hold this demonstration because we want to address the G8 leaders. We are critical towards the policy which has been adopted by EU countries towards Iran, and that is a policy of appeasement. This is something which has been a failure and counterproductive in terms of human rights situation in Iran, because it gives a free hand to the fundamentalist regime of Iran to kill more people, to torture more people, and get involved in international terrorism. So that is why we are here while the G8 summit is going on.
Uh-huh. When an attack happens like the one today in London, does your community feel nervous or under attack in additional ways more than usual?
No, we don't feel that we are under attack because we are against fundamentalism. And we think that the only way by which the world can confront with this Islamic fundamentalism is by supporting someone who represents a democratic and tolerant version of Islam,
mm-hmm.
which in our view is Mariam Rajavi. She symbolizes a totally different version of Islam, and we think that is the way you can actually explode these Islamic fundamentalism. There is absolutely no other way by which you can confront with them, because if you resort to an external, you know, I don't know, military intervention or anything of that sort, this will just strengthen them. you know, because imagine what will happen if people want to, if say the U.S. government goes and invades Iran today, the Iranian regime will ask the whole population, Muslim population of the world, to come and fight for Islam. Not for
just
them,
like in Iraq.
For them, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. for Islam, and then they will have their own martyrs out of it. So we think that such an action would strengthen the Islamic fundamentalist regime of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
But if the international community gives its support to the Iranian resistance movement and Maryam Rajavi, that will be. An efficient way of, you know, undermining the Islamic fundamentalism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So are you with a particular party or religious organization that, you know, and like, do you have a website or anything about Maryam and your cause?
Yes, we have website. Do you want me to tell you, give you mm-hmm. the website? Well, one is maryam-rajavi.org
mm-hmm.
and the other website which you can go to is www.irannccrfac.org. So these are the two useful websites through which you can. We are related to the Iranian Resistance Movement,
mm-hmm.
which is a broad coalition of different Iranian organizations which are seeking a democratic and secular government in Iran.
Great. Thank you very much. And good luck.